VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Republican U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, clashed in a contentious, chaotic presidential election debate on Tuesday night, trying for 90 minutes to convince American voters that the other one was unfit to lead the U.S. for the next 4 years. They argued over the coronavirus death toll of 205,000 in the U.S. That's the world's highest. They argued over the integrity of the November 3rd vote, Trump's nomination of a conservative jurist to the Supreme Court, fractured race relations in the U.S., the environment, and more. President Trump disputed a New York Times report this week that he paid only $750 in federal income taxes in both 2006 and 2007. He said he paid millions of dollars, but Biden claimed Trump pays less than the average school teacher. Mostly they insulted each other with cutting barbs, name-calling, and personal attacks on a debate stage in Cleveland, Ohio. Biden called Trump the worst president America has ever had, and Trump fired back, saying that if Biden takes over as president next January, you'll have a depression like no one has ever seen because of the Democrats' plan to raise taxes. Asian markets are mixed Wednesday after the chaotic U.S. presidential debate between the two. The Nikkei index in Tokyo lost 1.5%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index was up 0.8% in late afternoon trading. Shanghai's composite index is down 0.2%, while the Sensex in Mumbai is 0.2% higher. In commodities trading, gold is down 0.5%. U.S. crude oil also down 0.5%, and Brent crude down 1.3%. All three major U.S. indices are trending lower in futures trading. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.